Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning, everybody.
You got to do it with the song special. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to do it.
I mean, you do it every day, though.
I do.
It's kind of your thing.
But when the song comes on, you're like, all right, I got to, you know, can't take the day off. You got to really reach another level, you know.
I'll just know
no
that
days
I'll be
off.
No days off.
Don't blink.
Stop.
Such a good clip. Don't blink. Cut your eyelids off. So good. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on a beautiful Thursday morning. Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. We've got the Sabres tonight at 7. They're at home. They take on the St. Louis Blues. I almost said Columbus Blue Jackets. St. Louis Blues, who are not a good hockey team.
No, they're not.
They probably should pick up a win. We'll see, depending on the injuries and everything they've got going on there. But they play tonight at 7, 6 p.m. pregame. We've also got Thursday night football, Denver hosting the Raiders. Raiders also a bad team. Denver should take care of them. That probably shouldn't be that too difficult of a process for them.
You know what's really cool, though, by the way?
Hmm.
I'm really kind of like fishing for the bottom of the barrel for this sort of thing. The Buffalo Sabres are not in last place in the
Atlantic. There you go. So it even makes tonight more important. Florida, I believe, right?
Yes, you are right. It is Florida of all teams.
Giddy up. I mean, they are also dealing with a plethora of injuries, so that makes a lot of sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, the Sabres have the second most overtime losses this year. Colorado has 5.
Really?
They're 8-1-5.
No, they just refuse to lose in regulation.
Apparently.
That's a talented team. It's a good team. So, yeah, we've got the Sabres tonight. We'll talk to Paul Hamilton at 11:30 to get ready for tonight. They've got a lot of injuries. Also a lot of injuries. The Bills, 6 players don't practice yesterday. 3 of them were limited. We'll talk to Sal in about a half hour at 10:30. On that, though, Derek, the amount of injuries the Bills have. I was thinking about this last night on the nightcap of, like, where am I at with this? They're 6-2. I don't want to panic too much with some of the injuries, although a few of them are alarming. Cook, Bosa, Benford also was not mentioned earlier before practice. Epinesa's dealing with concussion. And maybe this is me just really looking past Miami. But I'm not getting too worried about it. I don't know if I should be. Maybe I should. I mean, they've got, you know, what 10 guys on the injury report. Maybe I should be a little bit more worried. 9 guys, whatever. But I'm kind of just not. And again, I think I'm maybe overlooking Miami because of their current situation and the history that the Bills have had with Josh Allen against that team. But I don't know. I'm not that worried yet.
I also think Baltimore kind of cuts any excuses you would have out of the situation. The amount of injuries that team has had this year, and they beat the brakes off of Miami.
Yeah, like they got Lamar back and it was over.
So, yeah, no, you should be able to do the same thing.
I think even San Francisco all year. San Francisco keeps winning games, and they're rotating quarterbacks, and they've got key guys going out, year-ending injuries kind of deal for Nick Bosa. So, I guess it's where I'm at, too. Like, as long as Allen's playing, I think they should win. So I'm left here sitting like, I'm not that worried. But, man, how important James Cook has been to them and just how good of a year he's having.
Yes.
There's a little bit of concern. It's also still just Wednesday. I mean, we'll talk to Sal and kind of get his idea
We have seen what the Bills are when they're not at their top form running the football, and they've lost two games from it. So, yeah, there's going to be an inherent worry there. If Cook's not healthy, can you run the football in Miami? And if you can't run the football, are you winning the football game? Because so far this season, you've proven if you can't answer yes to that last question, it's not going to go well.
Right. And that has been their struggle, is that when the run game going, they look nearly unstoppable. They can beat almost anybody, even with the passing game not looking the best. When they don't, and the turnover start and stuff, a lot has to go wrong for them to lose. They can sometimes compound it for two straight losses. They've done that 7, 8, 9 straight years. I mean, it even predates McDermott, mainly because of the drought. But that's typically what they do, and then they rebound. And the last 2 weeks, I think, have easily been their best performances. But I guess the only thing I do get worried about is just how many injuries they picked up. And, of course, they don't make a move at the deadline. On that, I think somewhat surprisingly, we did hear from Brandon Bean yesterday. He spoke for almost a half hour. I was fully prepared not to hear from Bean. And I wouldn't have, you know, begrudged him if he didn't. They didn't make a move. You didn't add anybody. There's no one you're going to talk about. Okay, fine.
As a matter of fact, I made mention you're either going to talk and people are not going to like it, or you're going to talk about how you felt comfortable with the roster and people weren't going to like it, or that you were going to talk about not getting it done and people weren't going to like it. And either way, they're not going to like what you said. But he went out there and he spoke, and to his credit, he was, I think, the right level of irritated for somebody who didn't get something done. Went back to, yeah, you moved money around for a reason, and that reason didn't happen. So, yeah, he's a little ticked that he didn't get anything done there because he wanted to. You don't move that money because you don't want to make a deal happen. And it didn't go the way he wanted it to. Perfectly fine with that. I like that he spoke. I also like that he still says probably everything that fans disagree with at this point, though, of, you know, I'm not here to be too reckless. People that want to trade, like, the higher picks, like the first, a second, or a third. Yes, I know the Bills' drafting history hasn't been consistent with that under Bean. But that's how you form cores. It's how you add to them, is by hitting those picks. Again, the consistency is not there.
This year, though, has actually looked very good.
This year's group has looked good. Well, save for the third round pick. But again, my point being here, if you're in cap trouble, how do you fix it? Drafting well.
Mm-hmm.
How do you draft well? By having picks and not overspending them for deadline players. Like, so him saying that he doesn't want to be reckless kind of sits in sync with the fact that they didn't overpay for somebody. They didn't overpay for Jacoby Myers. Like, I'm okay with that.
See, I will say, though, listen to him yesterday. It sounded like, sure, they maybe were talking about Jacoby Myers.
It sounded like they were going bigger than that.
It sounds like they were frustrated, like we all were, that they were in the same division as Miami and the Jets.
Just as I said.
I will say, though, I'm a little surprised he outright said that he was really trying hard to trade in the division, because that would point to where, yeah, don't be reckless, but also I was willing to give up a first round pick for somebody. And that would point to Garrett Wilson or Jalen Waddle, because I don't think they had anyone on defense the Bills would have gone for that they would have been aggressive for. Maybe Quinn and Williams, but Miami certainly not.
Minka? Safety depth?
Maybe.
Maybe.
But I looked at it as Garrett Wilson and Jaylen Waddle, who would have been cheap enough for them to bring onto the roster and also would have been part of the core still. It would have been one of those moves that Bean has done before, bringing in a 25, 26-year-old receiver.
Maybe he was
then will give the extension to or inherit the extension.
Maybe he was in on Quinnen Williams.
Maybe. I was just – it's nice to hear that they were aggressive, but it only goes so far because, yeah, they didn't make a move. The nice thing from yesterday or the easy thing is that – after sleeping on it was, okay, no one else really made a move in the AFC outside of the Colts. And kind of depending on who you are, that was way too much for a player like Sauce Gardner. Mm-hmm. And it really could hurt them in the years going forward, especially if Daniel Jones does turn back into a pumpkin. They've lost their next two first-round picks. They will not have the ammunition to go into the draft and potentially get the replacement if that is to occur. But Now that the days have gone on, you know, we're past the deadline. We are now fully on to Miami and the later half of the season. The Bills are still a Super Bowl contending team. And the reason why I bring up, you know, the good we're seeing from the rookie class of the young players is it points to, okay, they might be getting better as the year goes on. Max Harrison has only played, in terms of snaps, probably a full game now. I mean, of course, he has played in the last two games. But in terms of snaps, he's still working his way up to eventually overtaking Tre'Davious White. Cole Bishop is finally seemingly starting to get underneath him. And we just saw his best game as a Bill. Deion Walker has been a force from day one for the Bills. Jackson Hawes has been great in their three tight end sets. We'll see what the post-bye week looks like for Josh Palmer. Hopefully he's back this week. I'd love to see what they have cooking for him because it felt like against Atlanta, they were going to have a big game plan for him. And that's a thing that I've thought about a lot is if he doesn't get hurt and Palmer goes out there and has six catches for 120 and a touchdown, that seemed to be the trajectory he was on to start that game early.
Mm-hmm.
Has the mood maybe changed a little bit on receiver? And it kind of just more becomes, okay, I need more from Keon specifically rather than I need more from the receivers.
Right. There is a lot to it. There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of things that need to be looked into. But I do think at the end of the day, they are 6-2, despite the fact that there are crippling injuries that have gone on through the lineup with them. They are still chasing, but very much in the conversation of not just the division, but the one seed. Despite the two-week stretch where they drop a pair of games. Are they going to run the table? No. I would be a fool to predict that. Should they beat Miami, though? I wouldn't be a fool to predict that, even with everything, because Miami has been as bad as they've been.
And Chop Robinson, it's pointing to he won't even play either. So one of their best defensive players left may not even play.
On a bad defense, one of the best players that they have left. And again, division games get wonky. We've seen it already a couple times, including with Miami. The Jets obviously being the exemption to the rule. But how this team manages to respond when things don't look so good is a consistent factor with them. They always do seem to find their way to bounce back. November is usually where they play some of their best football. November, especially into December. This is where they find their way again.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe.
That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Typically, there's that one season where they're as low as 6-6. We don't talk about that one. That one was weird.
They did find their way, though.
But they ultimately find their way. Is it going to be a year that we can actually see the Bills break through? Even that can still be answered a maybe, because the rest of the AFC has question marks all over it. It just doesn't feel like it, because you've seen all these injuries happen. You've seen the inconsistency with this team. But yet at the same time, across the league, it's happening to everybody. It's weird, and I feel like it is kind of a soft response to the worries. Almost like a cop-out. But that's where I'm at this point, is I believe in the Bills' opportunities here, because everyone else kind of stinks too.
That's where I've been at the last few weeks. I mean, yeah. I've been slow to give my flowers to Daniel Jones and the Colts. I've kind of gotten there now. And of course, as I get there, they just get destroyed by Pittsburgh. So for me, where I'm at with the Bills, and I mentioned this the other day with the Sabres, where I kind of have different wavelengths with both of them when it comes to picks and trading everything and all that stuff. The Sabres, I'm at a frustration level where I'm just like, yeah, I don't care about prospects anymore. I have prospect fatigue, right? We talk about that all the time with them. Like, don't give me any kind of random names that sound like made up people. I don't care. Don't give me their weird stats. I don't care. I want the Sabres to be good now, today. So I'm more willing to get aggressive, to trade away their top end prospects, a first round pick, right? Like, I didn't even want them drafting last year. Or this past draft, I wanted that first round pick gone.
Yep.
Where the Bills, I'm a little more, I don't even want to say patient. I would say cautious. And in part, it's because they are doing things correctly. They make the playoffs every year. They have a chance every year. They just got to get it right once. Mm-hmm. And you never know. They could get it right once, and all of a sudden, everything starts clicking. It could be this year, where all of a sudden Deion Walker, Max Harrison, and Jackson Hawes, and let's see about TJ Sanders, all play pivotal roles for them as a rookie class, and that pushes them over the edge. Maybe. I've gotten a point, and it's why I've been so impatient this year, and I've had to kind of fight urges to get more upset and what have you, is because I do think they're doing everything correctly, or most things correctly, I should say. They just need to finish. They just need to get the championship. You have some teams that sort of rush the process. And just, they're good now. Like Detroit, like 3-4 years, and they're all of a sudden NFC champions, best in the NFC. Here they go. And if they don't have injuries on the defense, they're probably in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
They lost almost their entire starting defense at times last year, namely their best player, Aiden Hutchinson. But they're sort of right back to where they are. The Rams surprise kind of everybody and now sort of live by that mantra, even though they don't really do that anymore, actually.
They don't do it anymore. They paid a couple years' price.
They did it once. Miss the playoffs the next year, and then hit in the draft by getting Jared Verse and Braden Fisk. And it like kind of retooled their defense. You know, they nail a fifth-round pick in Puka Nacua. They got hot in the draft. And that's a big thing of this is, look, I'm not saying never to trade anything. I was big on wanting a trade. I wanted some excitement.
Right.
But a lot of these teams, like, that's what they built through. They built through the draft. The Eagles are a little weird. They made 3 moves this year. We'll see how much any of them work. We'll see how that goes with them, because they're also not a perfect team by any means.
But yet a lot of the damage that they do is through the draft. Howie Roseman lands star players through drafts, and it's mixed with that aggression.
You know what I thought about with them, though? And where, again, the Michael Hoyt injury is going to just linger with me forever, because I was excited about him. The first seven quarters we see of him were great. And that's it. That's what we're going to have for the rest of the season into the offseason, is those 7 quarters, Carolina and half of and most of Kansas City, where he looked like a force. Speaking of the Eagles, you know who I thought of, though? Zach Bond, who they signed to a 1-year deal last year. It's kind of a nothing linebacker. Again, 1-year deal from New Orleans. And then he's an all-pro linebacker when he gets to the Philadelphia Eagles. They figured out how they wanted to use him, and they used him perfectly. I'm not saying Hoyt was obviously going to be a first team all-pro edge rusher. But you can't tell me as a Bills fan you didn't watch those seven quarters and go, man, if he wasn't suspended for six games, we might be having a very different conversation about who Michael Hoyt is at this point of the season.
And we also might not be talking about how they lose against one of the either Patriots or Falcons.
Because of how different the defense looked with him in there.
How different it looks. I think more New England, less Atlanta.
Right.
That game, the offense was just so out of sync.
Whereas against the offense New England, really kind of cost them in Atlanta, yeah.
Whereas against New England, it was an ugly first half, and I'm being nice. But Drake May dominating through the air probably gets a little less probable when you have another player in that pass rush that is helping to stabilize it.
I think absolutely. There's a few points here in this season. I'm already sitting here going, if we just zigged instead of zagged, if an injury didn't happen here, and it, like just a small one, or an not season ending, but it's going to be a little while, how different are we looking at things? Max Harrison, through two games, has looked great for the Bills. I think he had one of the better coverage rates last week against Kansas City. And if he got all of training camp, I'm sorry, the current Max Harrison we're looking at is starting over Trey White week one.
Yes.
If the rest of training camp goes, the guy we're looking at right now, I fully believe that. So how different does some of these matchups look when you have a super speedy cornerback that also seems to be very sticky on wide receivers early? How different does your secondary look? Which was already, by the way, very good to start the year because everyone could run on you.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, if you got him there, I've had periods this year already where I've felt very doomer and stuff like that, and I've been very frustrated with them and what have you.
Right.
But they're 6-2. I don't really feel there's a great team in the NFL this year. I like the Rams a lot. I really don't think they do much wrong. But like a team like the Eagles, I think are very Jekyll and Hyde, where one day, they look unstoppable. They look like a future dynasty. And the very next week, I'm like, you won the Super Bowl last year? You blew them out? Really? That happened? And mainly I look at the AFC. Even with the wide receiver issues that they maybe have, I can look to the Bills' biggest example, the one that they are trying to be, Kansas City. They won a Super Bowl with guys like Sky Moore and Juju Smith-Schuster and Kadarius Toney playing major roles in their offense. The Bills can get there. And again, when I look at the AFC, Baltimore is going to scrape and claw to get into a playoff spot. It did not help them that Pittsburgh won against Indy.
No.
It did not help them. Kansas City is 5-4. And
currently,
man,
out of the playoffs.
And man, I know the Bills are playing Tampa that week, but another game I'm going to be wanting to watch almost every snap is going to be Denver and Kansas City. Kansas City off the bye at, not Mile High anymore, but at Denver. Because we are getting to a point where Kansas City's not going to win every time, all the time. They're just not. They're not going to make every single Super Bowl. And you've got Cincinnati being Cincinnati, not even just Burrow's health, but the fact that Joe Flacco can go out there and throw 470 and lose is just that's the Bengals. That's who they are. You know, the Colts, it's still Daniel Jones. And a part of me is sitting there going, yeah, I'll take that matchup. I'll take that matchup 10 times out of 10. Until he is a proven commodity 2-3 years down the road, that's probably where I'm going to sit. Denver, even though their defense freaks me out, I'd probably take that matchup. Baltimore, healthy, is maybe the only team where I sit here and go, I don't know how the Bills match up against them in the AFC. I don't really like that matchup. Everybody else, bring it on. A trade would have been nice. It would have been nice to bolster a defense that has picked up a lot of injuries. But we took a lot of calls, and I've heard a lot of calls on the other shows here on the station. I think bringing up very good points of, you know, outside of Von Miller, who's the big trade acquisition a team made midseason that propelled them to a Super Bowl? It's not many. You know, one I think of that really did good work for his team but didn't lead to a Super Bowl, Amari Cooper going to Dallas from the Raiders. I think that's another one that I think of where he just slotted in and, oh my goodness, he's incredible. But many of them, I think the one I was really looking for in all actuality was like a fifth-round pick to an edge rusher. I brought Carl Granderson. Where I was like, yeah, just get more bodies on the defensive line. Because personally, and I'm not at practice, I don't know their plan, but I don't trust Landon Jackson. And Javon Solomon, I don't really know what he's bringing. So bring me in the guy that's got 4.5 sacks this year, right?
Yeah, it's to a point where Jackson, despite so many injuries, Landon Jackson can't see the lineup. And when he has drawn into games, he has yet to record a statistic this year.
Yeah, I don't even know he's out there. You just don't know he's out there.
And we'll see what happens, obviously, going forward with him, be it this year and in seasons coming up. But it does look like a mighty type of miss early on there, that you got a guy that can't even record a tackle.
Yeah, not ideal. It does help, though, the early signs. Max Hairston, great for them through two games, and Deion Walker looks to be one of the best steals late that we've seen in a long time. For a Bills team that gets good quality players late in drafts, Deion Walker already looks to be kind of one of the better ones they've gotten. 803-0550, the number to call. As I mentioned, Sal Capaccio on in just a few minutes here. We'll have him from 10:30 to about 11. And then Paul Hamilton with Sabres in action tonight at home against St. Louis. He'll be on with us at 11:30. Before we do take our first time out, though, I do want to mention, if you've seen it on social media or in the last little while here, it was announced about 30 to 40 minutes ago. Cowboys edge rusher Marshawn Nyland has passed away at the age of 24. His agent and the Cowboys have announced that. We'll bring any new information we do have on that. He was a second-round pick by Dallas last year, and you may also remember hearing the name very recently, as on Monday Night Football, he was the one that recovered the blocked punt for a touchdown. Just tragic. 24 years old. Really don't know any more information on this as of now. We'll get you that as it comes in. But so far, the team and his agent have announced that he died at the age of 24 last night. It was announced this morning. 803-0550. Again, the number. Sal Capaccio joins the show when we come back. You're listening to WGR.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.